This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Colorado officials were expecting a shipment of more than 200,000 coronavirus vaccines from a federal stockpile this week, but as it turns out, that reserve doesn't exist. Here's Governor Polis.
Today, I come before you extremely disappointed that we were lied to with plans of the administration to release reserve doses that were to be the second doses of the vaccine.
The Washington Post reports federal officials announced the release of the reserve, but those doses were distributed in December. The vaccine shortage comes as COVID cases continue to skyrocket across the country. 4,000 people are dying from the coronavirus nationally every day. And the Colorado National Guard is sending more than 200 troops to D.C. for the inauguration of Joe Biden next week. The governor says he hopes the troops are more of a precautionary measure rather than a necessary force against bad actors.
I hope that people see the police department, the police resources there from several different police departments, and that will be a deterrent to the kinds of actions that we were all devastated to see occur in our nation's capital last week.
More than 20,000 National Guardsmen from across the country will be at the inauguration in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday, January 20th. And a quick look at the weather. The mountains could get light snow through the morning along with some strong winds. Meanwhile, mild temperatures for the Front Range today. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.